The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group.
And now let's head into the Rich Jekyll Score Studio with Christopher Hart and Lucy Polito.
Hello there, and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination. And as usual, we have a winning combination for you today. Of course, starting with the award-winning score volunteer, Lucy Polito. How are you doing today, Lucy?
I am doing great, Chris, and I hope you are equally as good as I am.
Well, I don't know if I can match that standard, but I'm doing pretty good myself.
Okay, well, that's great. I'm happy to hear that.
You folks at SCORE set the bar really high. All right, and they are great folks at SCORE. In the meantime, I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries Radio Show. But, of course, this show is all about SCORE and everything SCORE's got going on and everything they have to offer you to be successful in business or really just in general in life. Ladies and gentlemen, because the principles you learn at SCORE are applicable to anything in life, right, Lucy?
Isn't that the truth? You know, you'd be surprised. We probably have saved a few marriages. You never know.
I bet you have.
Either that or we've had some interference and breaking ups, you know, with businesses. You never know.
All right. Well, what SCORE does, of course, is offer you the best of advice, great educational programming, all kinds of business support, including documents and educational videos. And it's all right there on their website, orlando.score.org. If you sign up for the excellent newsletter they have there, there's no charge for it. You can get all the updates on everything that SCORE is doing, and there's always something happening at SCORE. And, of course, they are located in the National Entrepreneur Center in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End. And if you'd like to have a face-to-face meeting, the office hours are 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 1 on Friday. If you call during those hours, you're going to get somebody on the other end that's an actual human being, and you can set up an appointment. Or perhaps you just have a simple question that could be answered over the phone, or they could direct you to the person who can answer it for you. And, of course, that number for SCORE is 407-420-4844, 407-420-4844. And the mentorship program, the advice, whether it's simple advice or a long-term mentorship relationship, the educational offerings, the documents that you can download and use for yourself, all at the only inflation-proof price in town. And, once again, that is how much, Lucy Polito?
You know, I don't know how we handled this because we have been doing this for years and years and years. And I keep asking, you know, we have to increase the price to at least, let's add a zero to it. And it all comes back as, no matter what you do, it all comes back as free.
It's absolutely right. The big F word, as Rich used to say, absolutely no charge to you. And that's due to great sponsors and people like you who can help out along the way, either by being a SCORE volunteer or being a SCORE donor. So all of that you can find out more about at orlando.score.org, orlando.score.org. And once again, we thank you for spreading the word around because the audience of this show has grown and SCORE has been there. They have never slowed down. As a matter of fact, business at SCORE picked up in 2000. As everything else was closing down, you guys were being inundated, Lucy, and it hasn't let up.
You are correct. I mean, who would have thought that during the pandemic we would have been so busy? And we have been since the pandemic continue to be busy. So that's, you know, it's good news, I guess, because as we know, things were closed. But you know what? A lot of people had ideas. They wanted to open a business. and they came to us at the time, and we were able to help them out. So that's, you know, it's a good feeling to know that we continue to help even during the crisis.
There you go. And once again, all you have to do is reach out and ask for the help. 407-420, like so many people have been, 407-420-4844 and orlando.score.org. And, of course, SCORE couldn't do this without cooperating with a lot of other great organizations, and that's one of the real benefits of being in the National Entrepreneur Center and a part of the National Entrepreneur Center umbrella, and because they are literally next door neighbors to other great organizations and within, you know, shouting distance to others. And, by the way, that brings us to our guest today. She is the program director for BizLink Orange, and that is Katie Cook. Katie, how are you doing today?
I am amazing. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Thank you very much. Well, I know you haven't been on the show before, so what we like to do, and even when the guests come back, we like to have them pretty much do the same thing to remind our audience about them, and that is we like to find out a little bit about the guests themselves before we get to the business end of things. Kind of helps explain, you know, what you're doing, why you're there. So tell us a little bit about Katie Cook. Are you from Orange County? Or where did you come from if you're not? What did you study in school? What did you like to do? And what was your professional background before you got to BizLink Orange?
So I'm originally from just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, born and raised. My family is born and raised there. I laughingly joke I'm one of the two in my entire either side that has escaped that area. But starting about 23 years ago, I started bouncing to Orlando as a second home, in college and internships and post-graduation, and ended up with loving the city and the area. And so for years, I kept thinking I would come back. I came back about 2 years ago. But in that interim, I've gotten an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, and a master's degree that have no relevance to one another, from film studies to criminal justice to entertainment business. I have a very unique background, which has led me to an amazing career of unique opportunities, from working with Cirque du Soleil to Disney, working on the Newlywed Game for a few seasons. I worked on the Academy of Country Music for a while. So I have bounced across the country from Los Angeles to New York for jobs in entertainment. My mother laughingly jokes I ran away with the circus, which I did. But all of that has kind of led me to back to Orlando and the National Entrepreneur Center, which is my parent of BizLink Orange. And I also grew up on a farm with a working father that's a farmer and a mom that's a teacher, and they both are small business owners. And, you know, so I had that relevant background of watching the struggle and the heartache of, you know, can you make payroll? Can you afford the bills? What can you do? And so when this job opportunity opened up, it was like my calling, everything I've ever done in life in one package, and getting to help people every day. So I am excited to be here, both at BizLink Orange and the National Entrepreneur Center, but also to be on SCORE Radio and telling more people about it, because it's an amazing program that, once again, as Lucy said, is free to the 6-county region of Central Florida. So.
Okay. Is your father still farming by any chance?
So he is technically still a farmer. He was a dairy farmer when I was growing up, and they had Holstein cows, but they sold those in 2003. And so now he's a beef cattle farmer, and they do land and soybeans and wheat, and I just know they have brown cows now.
Well, that's the
he keeps telling me what kind. I never remember.
I'm glad that he's still farming and he's still with you. Is there any chance, do you have any brothers that could take over the farm after him?
So I have two brothers who and a male cousin, and my dad and my uncle co-own the farm, and none of them want to take over it. But my parents are also very realistic that for the size of our farm, and the reality is that it's not going to be around much longer. It was started by my grandfather, you know, decades ago. But my brothers are actually teachers and firemen. So we laughingly joke we're all a service family in different ways.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to admit, my dad was a farmer too. And of course, I didn't do that. And so I'm guilty of what I'm getting ready to say, but it's a shame, because it's the small farms that, you know, really make America and make America independent. because you have so many other options other than, you know, the big mega things. Sorry, Lucy, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, farming is such an important thing that many of us don't even think about that. But, you know, what would we do if we didn't have farmers? You know, that's the basics of our living. You know, if we didn't have the food, what would we do?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sure technology down the road will invent something. But for now, food is great. We need it. Beef, cows, eggs, everything.
We do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just go to your grocery market, grocery store, and you'll see what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. No kidding.
All right. Well, anyway, did you come on as the program director because of your background by any chance?
I did, actually. I met the president and vice president at the time and was having a conversation with them unrelated. And in the middle of the conversation, they looked me straight in the face and they were like, "We have something coming up. You need to look into it." And that was, I didn't know what it was, but it's kind of funny when I read the job description, it was like my past in the perfect description of everything I've enjoyed doing in my past and then everything that I wanted to do in the next step. So I came on program director May 30th of 2022, taking over for my predecessor who was going to medical school.
Oh, wow. Well, good for them. All right. Well, when we come back, it's a little too late in this segment to really delve into it. So, but when we come back, once again, we're going to be speaking with Katie Cook. She is the program director of BizLink Orange, and she's going to tell us what is BizLink Orange, where did it come from, and what is it supposed to do, and how is it that it can help you? So I just warned her what's upcoming so she can prepare herself now for the questions. But we come back. Once again, we'll be speaking with Katie Cook. And what's the website in the meantime, Katie, if you can tell us that?
So two ways to get to us, bizlinkorange.com or nationalec.org has a link to us as well.
Okay, right, because that's the National Entrepreneur Center, nationalec.org. Okay, and we'll keep reminding you of that throughout the show. Once again, when we come back, we'll tell you what BizLink is all about. In the meantime, also don't forget to go to orlando.score.org, sign up for the excellent newsletter there. That way you'll know everything that's coming up, like the Coffee with the Leader presentations, when the workshops are this month or next month. They're always doing these webinars, too. All kinds of webinars, very useful things. Don't take much out of your time, but they're there, and you'll know about them ahead of time if you go to orlando.score.org. So please stay with us because we will be right back with more of What's the Score. We're back. We are What's the Score, and we want to thank you for tuning in. I am Christopher Hart, along with Lucy Polito, our guest today, Katie Cook, who is the program director of BizLink Orange, and the website is bizlinkorange.com, and you can also go to nationalec.org, and there's a link there. But let's start from the beginning with BizLink now. Katie, if you would, tell us, where did it come from? How long has it been around? And what's the purpose of BizLink Orange?
So BizLink Orange celebrated our first anniversary in November of 2022. We launched Global Entrepreneurship Week of 2021, thanks to funding through Orange County government. Now, there's a much longer story of how BizLink Orange came to be, but the basic idea is the pandemic very much opened the reality that we needed a stronger digital ability for entrepreneurs and small businesses to find resources, especially in Central Florida, because we have such a huge ecosystem of small businesses and entrepreneurs. And so through the funding of Orange County and the knowledge and background of an almost 20-year existence as the National Entrepreneur Center, they worked together and launched BizLink Orange to be that resource for Central Florida, where if they were at home and couldn't come into the NEC, they could go to bizlinkorange.com and obtain information. But at the same time, they took the limitations of National Entrepreneur Center's physical space location at Fashion Square Mall. And they said, it's the digital world. We don't have limitations. Let's go six counties. Let's get as many resources that are nonprofit, government-funded, educational organizations that help small businesses you know, where people can go one place and get the answers that they need of who can help them based on wherever they are, whether it's starting or growing or even getting to the point that they're ready to sell. So we launched in November of 2021 officially, and then we've just been building. We're currently at 84 organizations that have partnered with us, and we will continue to grow throughout the 6-county region, which is Orange, Seminole, Osceola, Volusia, Brevard, and Lake counties. So anyone in this region can go to bizlinkorange.com and say, I need help. Who's near me or who's able to help me with that situation? And the National Entrepreneur Center, you know, has 16 resources that are located here and partner with us, including SCORE, who is one of our top, you know, recommendations, because SCORE is such a diverse group of knowledge that we can send someone that needs marketing, or we can send someone who's trying to write a business plan or try to figure out, you know, is this even a logical idea to process? But there are other organizations that have different strengths and weaknesses, you know, different than SCORE, that we can send people to. And some people can't come into an office. They have limitations. And so BizLink Orange takes that limitation of travel, that limitation of, you know, if your health doesn't allow you to do it, and it allows you to gain the access and the knowledge that you need and find connections to the resources that can help you.
And real quick, are you actually located in the National Entrepreneur Center?
So I laughingly say that I'm a hologram because I am a digital program. I don't meet with people personally, but my actual office is, I am an employee of the National Entrepreneur Center.
I got you.
And BizLink Orange is a program of the National Entrepreneur Center. So our office is in the National Entrepreneur Center's offices across the hall from the SCORE offices.
Gotcha. And Lucy, you saw this up close over the last 3 years going on now, where businesses, whether they wanted to or not, had to venture into the digital jungle. And a lot of them really were, you know, unprepared for that.
Yeah, that is so true. And, you know, this organization is something that's going to help an awful lot of people. And as she has said, you know, there's a lot of people that come to our office. And many people came from various areas, you know, far away, like Kissimmee. And there were some people from, I handled some clients from Lake County and stuff. Now, you know, there's the opportunity for them to just go on their computer and get the information that they need or get the resources they're looking for. So this makes it very convenient for an awful lot of people. You know, nowadays, with traffic and gas prices being what they are, the fact that you can actually get the information from the computer and get somebody that's going to be able to answer your question and help you in your area, I think that's terrific. And for us to have an organization within the National Entrepreneur Center that can guide people like that, I think that's a great asset.
Absolutely. You want to add to that, Katie?
I'm not sure if there's anything that can be added. I mean, it is a capability that we haven't had before, and it offers an opportunity to people who didn't think there was an opportunity.
Okay. And you say it, well, how's it done over the first year?
We've had great numbers. We've had over 10,000 impressions on our website just for people visiting and seeing. And I know some people would think that's a really small number, but this is a grassroots organization. You know, we haven't spent a ton of money on advertising to the point of getting the word out, but we also have had a lot of people come back and say to us, I didn't know that that organization existed. I'm so glad I found BizLink, which allowed us to find you. And the other thing that we've really seen grow is that not only are the people, the small business owners and the entrepreneurs, grateful for the resource, but our fellow resource partners are grateful for a place that they can send people that's trustworthy and that's dependable, that they know that the resources are there to help. And it's not a money-making thing. It's free resources or very small, you know, membership organizations that are helping these businesses. So over the last year, we've definitely continued to see an uptake in the visiting of the website, the following of our social media pages. I'm running into people in public when I go to different events that are recognizing the name, they're recognizing the organization, and they connect it with the National Entrepreneur Center. Or I was at an event in December where the lady said, oh my gosh, I've been to your website because I found out about organizations 1, 2, 3, and 4, and that's why I'm at this one. So it's definitely growing. And I love the fact that it's growing because it's proving itself to be worthy.
Okay. Katie Cook, the program director of BizLink Orange, is who we're speaking with. BizLinkOrange.com is the website. There is also a link at the National Entrepreneurs website, National Entrepreneur Center's website. That's nationalec.org. And you mentioned that there are 84 organizations that you're involved with. What did you mean by that?
So, for example, SCORE is 4 of our organizations because we have SCORE Orlando, but we also partner because we cover 6 counties with SCORE Volusia Flagler, SCORE Mid Florida, and SCORE Space Coast. So if they're hosting events, that's 4 of our resources that we can promote and let people who may not have heard of the organization learn about them through our calendar and through our social media posts. But we also have organizations such as Starter Studio, where we have the UCF incubators. We have economic developments of different cities and counties, so that if people are looking for or building or growing on a physical base or on a digital base, we have resource organizations, ESOs, as some people call them, that are throughout the community, both in location and topic. So if you're trying to do technology, we have resources. If you're a veteran, a minority, if you're a female, you know, there's a group of organizations that are geared to help what you're trying to do. And that's where our 84 organizations come in, is because we're not a one-stop shop. It's not one organization that can do everything for you. It's an opportunity for you to see how collaboration and working together across multiple organizations strengthens not only you as a business, but also our economy as an area, as our ecosystem of small businesses, all of that together. So my 84 organizations are all unique. They're all independent, but they all are amazing contributions to make this world stronger in our small business community.
If somebody would like to be one of these resources, how do they do that?
So as for current processing, it's a nonprofit, government-funded or educational-backed organization that works with small businesses. And you can go on bizlinkorange.com under the resource tab, and there is a link that says become a resource partner. And it's a form that you fill out, and then it goes through an application process of approval. But you have to meet certain qualifications. Predominantly, the first one is that you have to be a nonprofit organization for small business.
I was going to ask that, so you answered that question. Lucy, did I see you raise your
hand? That was originally going to be my question, so you took that away from me.
Okay. All right. The time that it's taken you to set this up to get to this point, what are your growth targets going forward based on what you've seen so far?
So since I've been here in June, we've added 20 organizations. So it's not ending anytime soon for the growth. But not only the growth of adding organizations and resources, but also the involvement and the information. So I was speaking with organizations recently about what they were doing event-wise, and several pitch competitions are coming up for small businesses, whether it's technology for certain organizations, or for example, NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners, holds a pitch competition. And I realized there wasn't really anything out there for people who have never done a pitch competition. So I started looking at different options. And so we're working on different guides, such as how to think about starting to work towards a pitch competition. Or, you know, we currently have a how to start and how to grow. We have how to do business with the government, but we also have licensing. So it's those types of growth pieces that we're continuing to grow based on what we're seeing on the numbers of people reaching out to us. So we've had a lot of people asking about funding opportunities, because as we all know, money's, you know, you can't do a lot without money.
Sure.
And so while we have a funding guide, we're definitely consistently updating it and changing it with new information that we can find, because at some point we're going to run out of organizations. I mean, there's only 6 counties, there's only so much, but the information that we can share is ever changing. And that's what our real focus is on, to get people to understand that we're not a one-time visit. We're come back and see what's new, because you've taken the next step. Now let's help you get to the next one.
Okay. Very good. And very good timing, because we're on top of another break here. When we come back, once again, we'll be continuing the conversation with Katie Cook, who is the program director of BizLink Orange. That's Biz, spelled with a Z, by the way, BizLinkOrange.com. And also there is a link to their website, at the nationalec.org website for the National Entrepreneur Center. We'll be right back with more of What's the Score. Is What's the Score, and this is the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination. And of course, Score reaches out to other great organizations to develop those winning combinations. And of course, I have Lucy Pulido along with myself, Christopher Hart, here. Our guest today, Katie Cook of one of those other organizations. She is the program director of Biz with a Z, BizLink Orange. That's bizlinkorange.com. And this is a great networking opportunity, and also kind of, I guess you might say, is it more or less a business bulletin board of sorts? Like for upcoming events?
I consider it a resource connector.
A resource connector, okay. But you also highlight, as you said, upcoming events. Like I take it you probably have a calendar.
We do have a calendar. That's why I consider it a connector, because you never know what you're going to connect with, whether it's a resource, an event, or just an opportunity that you weren't aware of before. But our calendar is an amazing thing that we've got. It covers all 84 of our organizations have the opportunity to put their classes, their webinars, seminars, networking events, anything they have going in the business world, they have the opportunity to put it on one calendar. So someone can go to our calendar on BizLink Orange and they can see the classes that SCORE's got coming up. They've got the coffee with the leader that's coming up, but they also can look and see that, for example, maybe there's an opportunity to look at a chamber event that's with the African American Chamber, or the Hispanic Chamber, or the Pride Chamber that they maybe wouldn't have known about before. And the thing about the calendar that's really cool is you can search by the organization, you can search by the date, you can search by distance. So depending on where you are, you're not just looking at a calendar slammed full of events. You're looking at relevant events that can help you grow your business.
Okay, excellent. And once again, this can be accessed on the website, I take it. Everything pretty much. Do you also, is there Facebook or other web social media locations?
So we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have LinkedIn and Twitter. It's all at BizLink Orange, BizLinkorange. All of them across all of our socials. And our socials, our social media platforms, we use very much as kind of like you said, the bulletin board of what's the upcoming events that may be a hot topic or something that's a one-off that you may not hear about. So for example, if the SBA is doing something specific with grants or certifications, that's only a one-time thing. Or for example, Orange County hosts how to do business with and minority and women-owned business certification classes. Or if SCORE's Coffee with the Leaders coming up, we kind of highlight 1 to 2 a day of what's coming up in the week. So you may not have to go to the calendar every single day to see what's coming, but it's an opportunity for you to see stuff that's something you may not have known about.
Lucy.
I was just wondering, Katie, is there another, or are you aware of any other organizations similar to yours within the state?
So there are a few similar idea organizations in different regions of Florida, but there's nothing that has a physical location backing and nothing that crosses multiple counties. So a lot of the places, for example, I've seen something in the Miami-Dade area, I've seen something on the coast a little bit, but there's nothing that's looking at it in a bigger picture like BizLink Orange is. And there's other organizations across the country similar to BizLink Orange in the fact that we do resource partners in that area. But even they, when I talk to them, they think, how do you get where your organizations work together? Because that's the big thing that makes BizLink Orange and the National Entrepreneur Center so different than so many places, is that our organizations, while everyone is independent and amazing at what they do, they're also not afraid to reach across the hall or reach out and say, hey, work with me, help this person. And that's something, I mean, I didn't realize how strong the collaboration opportunities were until I got into this world. And when I'm talking to people across the country, they are amazed that we work together like we do, and that it's not one versus the other. It's no, we're all in this together. And so I think that's, you know, makes us different. Even though there's similar ones, there's nothing quite like BizLink Orange.
Well, you know, I think that's one of the outstanding things about the National Entrepreneur Center, because There are 16 organizations ready to help anyone. And we do help each other because sometimes, you know, we may not be able to help a particular area or a person that is wanting to start a business or has a business. And then we have to, you know, forward it on to another one of the organizations. So, for instance, you know, there's an awful, not a lot, but there are some people that come in that want to start a business that are coming in, let's say, from overseas, and they have the money to start a business. And yes, we help them, but they always want to feel more comfortable if they can speak to someone in their language. And so there we have, you know, a couple of organizations that can help them out in that area. So, I mean, it's really very interesting that we all get along very well. And the good news is, you know, I think most of the services are free, so we're not afraid of losing a customer from one place to the other. We're only interested in helping people. That's all we are looking forward to.
Absolutely. I think it sets us apart. And a lot of people are amazed when they do come into the National Entrepreneur Center and we say to them, and I say it when I'm out with BizLink Orange and, you know, CFIT or the Central Florida International Trade Office, which is another program of the National Entrepreneur Center, we're out in public and we're saying, we're kind of like a mall. You don't get your entire wardrobe from one store. So don't get every piece of advice you ever need for your business from one organization, because each organization brings a unique piece to it. And when we all work together with whatever combination works for you, that's going to build the strongest opportunity for you. And so it's really interesting to me, even working with the organizations, learning about each of the organizations that work both at the National Entrepreneur Center and outside of the walls that I work with. It's just such a community-based, if one of us grows, we all grow. And I love that about it.
That's right. Okay. And we help each other.
That's right.
That's key. Absolute key.
Okay. Once again, you can find out more about all this at bizlinkorange.com or find the link at the National Entrepreneurs website, nationalec.org. Katie Cook is our guest. She is the program director there. And did I see something where you have guides, I think you called them?
So we do. We have currently 8 guides. We decided that one of the things that a lot of people struggle with is you kind of need that step-by-step help. And so if you're trying to start a business, you can go on Google and you can go, how do I start a business? And it's going to give you a ton of different pieces of information, but you don't know which one's really the right path to take. And so our guides, we have startup, we have growth, we have licensing, we have funding, certifications, international trade, government contracting, and research. They give you that opportunity to get information from our resources. Our resource partners worked with us to write these and to build them to help our resource partners as well. Because if someone wants to come and meet with SCORE, just reading through the startup guide can help them understand kind of what the process is going to be. So when they meet with that mentor, they kind of have those ideas already in place of these are the things I need to have thought about. But the thing that we've discovered, and one of the guides that we absolutely had to have, was licensing. Because not only as a small business or an entrepreneur do you need your state license, but as a city and a county, you may need additional business tax receipts. And a lot of people during the pandemic didn't know that they needed them, and they lost out to government assistance because they didn't have the right business tax receipt. So our licensing guide goes through all of our counties that we cover and the cities, and it gives you the information if you need a specific license because of your actual career choice versus if you just need the location license. And our guides are available 2 different places. We do have a tab, but they're also across the bottom and they're downloadable. You can request to have them sent to you with an email so you can print them out and copy them and, you know, follow along with them. But I think one of the things with the guide that's very helpful is our personal action plan. And I know that sounds really kind of a strange word, but how many people have tried to do something and they just keep getting stuck and they're like, oh, I just need to know what to do next. So our personal action plan is a button on our website, on our tab. And it basically is, I laughingly joke, it's like the phone a friend for help. It's like, I'm stuck. I need to know what to do next. Now, the personal action plan is not a long 5-year plan. It is literally meeting you where you are and helping you get to the next step. So if you fill out the form for the personal action plan and you say, I'm trying to write a business plan, or I'm trying to get funding, or I'm trying to figure out a grant, or I don't understand marketing, whatever you can give me in information on bizlinkorange.com, you're going to get a response back that's going to link you to guides that can help you. It's going to link you to organizations that are best for what you're looking for. So if you are a Hispanic entrepreneur, Prospera is an amazing opportunity that only you have. If you're a United States honorably discharged veteran, you can go to VEI, the Veterans Entrepreneurship Initiative, and they work with veterans in addition to all the other organizations. But the personal action plan is that little bit of a nudge that says, here's what we suggest for your next step. This is not overwhelming. Let's help take it with you. And so most of the time, they're going to get sent to SCORE as an option, in addition to usually about 3 to 5 resources that can help them depending on what they're doing. And I think that's something that a lot of people may be afraid to ask for help, but we've tried our best to make it as easy as possible for somebody who may just be overwhelmed and they've read the guide, but they still just, they're like, there's 84 organizations. Who do I go to? What do I do? And so I think that is, as a user of the website, I would be grateful to have somebody who lives in this world say to me, here's some great suggestions for that next piece. And so between the guides and the personal action plan, we definitely help people to find answers that may make them feel better about taking that next step.
Okay. Once again, excellent. And excellent again on the timing as we approach our next break here. Our guest today, Katie Cook, who is the program director of BizLink Orange. BizLinkOrange.com is the website. And pretty much you can find everything you want there. And they do have a link to them at nationalec.org, which is the website for the National Entrepreneur Center. And, of course, we always encourage you, to, while you are on the web, to go to orlando.score.org and at least check it out on a regular basis. I mean, if you don't want to sign up for the newsletter, that's okay, but at least check it out on a regular basis, and that way you'll know everything that's upcoming that SCORE is involved in or putting on, including the Coffee with the Leader presentations, the workshops, and the webinars. And not all of these things, but many of them are archived at that website. But, of course, if you know about them ahead of time, you can participate in them live. And oftentimes they are great networking opportunities as well. All of that at orlando.score.org. So we will be right back with more of What's the Score? Welcome back to What's the Score? Once again, this is the show that provides you the information to come up with that winning combination for your business or endeavor in life. And we have Lucy Polito, myself, Christopher Hart, our guest today, Katie Cook. She is the program director of BizLink Orange. Before we get back to the conversation, though, once again, you're listening on the radio because why? Because you get a lot of great information on the radio, and so do a lot of other people, ladies and gentlemen. More and more people than you would believe listen to the radio. Over 300 million each week are listening to their radio. Not all of them listen to this station, although a lot of them do. And you can take advantage of that by checking it out with the great folks here at Salem Media Group Orlando. You have Salem Surround, where they can also integrate your social media platforms with your radio presence. Or it can just be the social media if you'd like that. Or maybe just the radio presence. You know, one reason why you hear a lot of the same businesses on radio talking about what they do over and over again, week after week, is because it works. They wouldn't do it if they weren't getting great results. And you can get those same results by calling the folks here at Salem. That's 407-618-1760 to take advantage of all that they have to offer here to get your message out to a great, broad audience. And you can also visit surroundorlando.com, you know, for more of the digital end of things. So take advantage of radio because a lot of people are listening. And they can listen to your message, too. All right, we'll be talking once again with Katie Cook, Program Director of BizLink Orange. And, you know, we mentioned the calendar, but you've got some calendar events, or events on the calendar, I should say, you might want to talk about, because the National Entrepreneur Center, which you're a part of, has got a big anniversary coming up.
Absolutely. We are celebrating 20 years in 2023, and I can't tell you exactly what's coming because it's not been announced yet, but we have some amazing opportunities throughout the year we'll be celebrating for entrepreneurs, for small businesses to partake in. networking events and celebrating our resources and celebrating everything that is Central Florida small business. I'm out and about in the town. I'm open to events, you know, to come and meet with people and speak with people about the opportunities that BizLink Orange and the National Entrepreneur Center can bring as well. I mean, I'm hosting a panel coming up that'll be announced soon of small business resources. That will be an amazing opportunity for people to learn about resources they may not know about. But we also are celebrating just the fact that it's an amazing community. And I think the coolest thing that's coming in 2023 is we're back in person in so many ways, and that networking piece and that ability to really help somebody, because you never know when you meet somebody how they're going to be able to help you and you not even know it's coming. I mean, I was on a plane ride back from North Carolina over the summer, sitting next to a lady who, of all things, wanted to start a business. She didn't know what I did for a living, but she got off that plane with a lot of information. So I definitely follow our calendar, nationalec.org's calendar, as well as BizLink Orange's calendar. And just, there's going to be some fun announcements. Also with the National Entrepreneur Center, you can follow at National EC on our social media pages. And it's kind of anticipation for the announcements. I'm excited, even with what I know of what's coming for the community.
And Lucy, you can chime in on that because, you know, once again, SCORE's always got something going on, but you also have some big events planned for this year.
Yes, we do. We have a very big event coming up in March. I can't tell you the exact date just yet, but we're putting it together, and it's going to be our women's event. And that's always very exciting. You know, it's amazing how many women are in small businesses, and many of them come to see us, and it's always very interesting, very entertaining, and very rewarding, to be honest, because a lot of these people are people that we have helped ourselves and who are currently in business doing well. So it's good to see some of these old clients, if you will. And then, of course, throughout the year, we will continue to have our events that we always have. And, you know, we're being very active now with classes, by the way. Also, Coffee with the Leader is another one of our success stories. So just, again, check the website. It is full of information. And a lot of the stuff that we do is a lot of fun. I know that, you know, the women's event will be a lot of fun. That doesn't mean men cannot come. I mean, we're welcoming everybody, but really it's for women in business. So and that's who we're targeting, and that's who we hope will attend. So and then just be on the lookout on all our websites, because there are a lot of things coming up this year. We're going to be partying every month of the year, I think.
Why not? Why not, right?
Why not? That's what I say.
All right. And once again, if you sign up for the SCORE newsletter, you'll get alerts ahead of time, and you'll be able to participate in these things live. And then once again, and that's, of course, orlando.score.org. But also, of course, now we have this other source, which is BizLink Orange, bizlinkorange.com. Katie, we have a few minutes left here. And, you know, I think Lucy asked a while ago, is this being done in other parts of the state? You know, the National Entrepreneur Center, we know, is a model agency of sorts where people come from all over the place. Are you kind of feeling the same thing happening with BizLink?
Absolutely. We actually had an event today with a different organization, and someone from Gainesville was here from, you know, they'd heard about the live event and they were coming in. But I'm receiving emails from people all over the state, and sometimes out of state, that are considering moving here or moving part of their industry here. And so it's something that's definitely opened up the conversation for people who may not have known in the past. I laughingly joke, as someone who's lived here for years on and off, somebody new to the area doesn't know the difference between Winter Springs, Winter Garden, Winter Park, and Winter, you know, Haven. And they're like, what do you mean there's four winters? And that's just the ones coming off the top of my head. But if they have that place that they can go and they can see, you know, the resources and the capabilities of the different areas, and, you know, they can look at the economic development parts, it's definitely something that is unique to what the National Entrepreneur Center and Orange County government have done in creating BizLink Orange. because it makes it where it's a smoother transition for anybody, because you're not getting here and going, now what? You can get here and already be set up for success and have your appointments ready if you're meeting with mentors or know what organizations you're going to work with. Because maybe we had someone who moved here from California who worked with an organization there that as soon as they moved here, they actually found the organization's page through BizLink Orange. And they said, oh my gosh, I can jump right into the Florida version of it. So it's proven itself to be a very valuable tool for this industry or for this community.
Not bad for just over 1 year old, right? What about a year and 4 or 5 months? A year and 3 months?
Yeah, we're not quite 18 months.
That's right. That's right. Lucy, any last words?
Well, all I can say is, you know, this is just a baby that's ready to grow up, and Katie is the right person to guide it. So I am looking forward to it, and I'm very happy with the way the National Entrepreneurs Center has grown. You know, I've been with SCORE over 22 years, so I was just a baby when this whole, and SCORE was a baby in Orlando also at the time. So it's been wonderful to see how it's grown, but now to have all these organizations under one roof is really outstanding. It's outstanding for us, and it's great for the client.
Well, and I will say there's one thing that a lot of people don't think about, and speaking with people, they say, I'm not an entrepreneur. I don't own a small business. What does it do for me? Well, you can take SCORE classes if you're not an entrepreneur or small business. I mean, I've taken marketing classes and social media classes and just interesting classes and of things I would have never taken a class on. But also a lot of the organizations have networking opportunities, whereas just as a human, you can go meet people that may have similar ideas and you know, interest as you. So don't think of it for anyone who's listening as a small business entrepreneur only. It's absolutely anybody is available for these resources, and they can be of great help. Even if you choose to never own your own business, they can also help with your career as a whole in learning how to grow in your career.
And you know, the greatest thing is that most of them are free. That's amazing. And the other thing, it's a great way to connect with people. And really outstanding people. I mean, I've met some outstanding people just by attending some of these events. So it's an opportunity to be social and meet people that are, you know, helping the community. It really is. It's a wonderful system, and it's a great education. You really learn an awful lot.
And I challenge everyone to go to an event of an organization they've never heard of over the next month or two and meet people and learn something new from a new organization, because you never know what that organization can do. I mean, I never realized what all SCORE offered until I started looking at the calendar and thought, oh my gosh, I could take a class a day and still not learn it all.
That's about the size of it. All right. But that's where we're going to have to leave it for today. But it's a fascinating conversation we've had with Katie Cook. Once again, she is the program director at BizLink Orange, bizlinkorange.com. And once again, as she just said, available to everybody, whether you're in business or not. This is a great resource for everybody here locally and from out of town. That's bizlinkorange.com. And, of course, they are linked up at the nationalec.org website, nationalec.org. And once again, this is all because of this great organization, the National Entrepreneur Center, which is unique and a trendsetter right here in Central Florida. And don't forget SCORE at orlando.score.org. And the phone number, if you'd like to meet with someone at SCORE, 407-420-4844. And once again, that National Entrepreneur Center is located in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End, just off of McGuire. And for SCORE, the office hours, 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 1 on Friday. Katie, thanks again for being with us today. We'll look forward to having you back.
Yes, thank you, Katie. I'm glad you came.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad we finally made it.
All right.
Glad to be here.
Okay. All right. So that's about going to wrap it up for us today. But don't forget to spread the word about SCORE, ladies and gentlemen, and now also about BizLink Orange. All right. So until next week, that's all for What's the SCORE. See ya.
The
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.